Blog Talk Radio.
Right back once again. We already know the rest of the intel. Let's get right into this. This topic is going to be entitled, Does Niggas Lives Matter? And if we really look into it, we should really ask the question more like, has niggas' lives ever mattered? Because you can't find nowhere in history, in this Western reign or this Western rule, nowhere in the Western rulership can you find where a nigga's life ever mattered. So it's like when you have the so-called Black Lives Matter, this and that. You know, for a long time, you weren't never called black. I hope you all really pay attention. You're always called Negro, colored, You recall every book except black. Why won't you, why is it that you think you weren't called black by them? You think it was because of your skin? Did you think because they just didn't like you or some personal thing? When they made you their niggas or Negroes, and they made you like that on your own agreement to go under that or to be that. Since you talked to white boy, then it was your agreement or your consent that he make a nigga out of you. And as your book you carry around says, the 6 days are 6,000 years of rain. So this here is to show you that you were not only never intended to be black, it wasn't until the teacher came along and started saying, we're not Negro, we're black folks. And you were taught how black folks are to think, you know, by having self-love for yourself, by doing for self, uniting with your own kind, like every species from ants to roaches to rats to giraffes and elephants all stick to their own. So you wanted to be styled as a black man while you were slipping behind your master instead of, you know, not wanting to unite or be with your own so-called people of your skin. You wanted to, or the female, color your hair and wear all this other fakeness trying to imitate and look like your oppressor. And this and this and that. So, with all this, you still ain't black. Black is a mentality. It is because black in its element represents the essence of things. Can you say you're being the essence of things, or you're being powerful or dominant? Since black is also a dominant spectrum or origin of colors. Because black's not a color. Colors come from black. Everything else is colored. So he called you the colored man because you were ignorant. You didn't know. So you weren't black as long as you want to think white. You can't be black with nothing but whitewashed godly glue in your mentality or in your mind, your thinking. That doesn't constitute you being black. Now, when you wear your pants off yourself and you look in ignorance, that constitutes you as being a nigger. But he meant, because those are the thoughts, as I said, the thinking that you learn and you adapt to his world, the type of ignorance. So he can look at you and tell you if you're his or not by looking at you. He can look at you and see all the ignorance. He can see the self-hatred. He can see the stupidity in you. He can see the self-hatred of your own people. He can see the trifling in you, the bad parenting, the no parenting, the no they see all of that because they see it all the time. So this is what they see. Now, I'm going to play a clip as I always do. And here we go over ID. That's what you do in a classroom setting when you write down on a bulletin and you guys go over the lessons or over what the lesson of the day is or the teaching of the day, and you go over it so that you learn what the lesson of the day is. So we're going to get on what, in fact, is the lesson of today that we're going to go into on this topic of does niggas' lives really matter, or have they ever mattered? Have they ever mattered while you was getting lynched and hung? Have your lives ever mattered while you today sit there and picket and march and beg instead of standing up like a man? You lay down like when you were taught real men build their own shit. When a Chinaman wants something done, they don't sit there and blame and point the finger at other people. They come together as men and get whatever the hell they want to get. The Chicano and the Mexicans, they're not blaming the white man for taking their land. They're not blaming the white man for taking out their people. They're just simply overpopulating over here, getting themselves or making themselves useful here, invisible, where the jobs that most lazy people don't want that have been made lazy in this country, they take it and they help to empower their native land or their own people to feed them. They ain't got time to be complaining and all that, starving to death. They got to feed their own people. They got to try to get their own people some of these materials or resources. So we're going to get into this here, the bulletin and lesson of the day, and I'll be returning shortly. Pay attention, look out for details, and things to be proved.
How to keep our police safe. It's Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County. All right. Sheriff, thank you very much for that terrific day. Spoke to the heads of the Sheriff Department, Police Department, and the state police down there, and they told us how their hearts were reeling. Their message is peace coming together in the country.
What's your message? You don't leave that for 1 minute, do you?
That their message is?
Yeah.
That's a good sentence. Yeah, believe them.
Any protests over the death of these cops in Baton Rouge? Any riots or protests over the police officers in Dallas, Texas?
What are you asking?
It's a pretty simple question.
I asked you, what's your message? These people, your message is one.
My message has been clear from day one, 2 years ago. This anti-cop sentiment from this hateful ideology called Black Lives Matter has fueled this rage against the American police officer. I predicted this 2 years ago. So I want to know, to respect you, know that this is because of that? Yes, I do. I've been watching this for 2 years. I predicted this. This anti-police rhetoric sweeping the country has turned out some hateful things inside of people that are now playing themselves out on the American police officers. I want to know, with all of the black-on-black violence in the United States of America, by the way, when the tragedies happen in Louisiana...
All right. Now, you all been programmed by your slave masters to be personal. So you guys will be personal, like, well, he's not supporting the Black Lives Matter because your house nigga leaders told you to support that. That that's for black people to beg and march and get gas shot at you or hit upside your head, because you have no power. That's not power. And the white boy knows when he sees you marching, he knows he's still in power, because he knows you are still submitting and laying down to him and begging and asking him to do something for your, for you that you could do for yourself. That still lets him know he's still king. He's still master. So your house nigga leaders who program you, they have you marching and doing all this stuff. And they have you distracted on the few little police murders when the brother here is talking about, what about the black-on-black murders? Who's going to address that? Now, it's not to say that whatever few little, very few little cops that have shot some niggas, most of them shot niggas because they was being niggas. You know, acting ignorant, talking shit. You know, not being subordinate. You know, you're only subordinate when you got a thing upside your head a lot of. Or you march, you got to get to march, and then you're going to be subordinate. But all the time, when he know all you're going to do of empowerment is march or beg or complain, but you run in your mouth like you got some type of stake in this country, or you're somebody, you know, another man's system, another man's world. When there's only one man in the house, and it's called the White House. Ain't nothing black in the White House. But you want to stick your chest out like you is the man, and the white boy got to show you you just his nigga boy. So when he show you that, you all get upset, but you ain't going to do nothing but march and complain. And maybe shoot a couple of cops. But you all, the man is saying, you all shoot each other far more than anything. So what y'all should be marching on is marching on, I wouldn't even say marching, what y'all need to be correcting and getting to the root of is your own self-hatred on the so-called black on black or nigga on nigga crime or murder. Let's get back on it.
Canada and Minnesota, you know that 21 black people were murdered across the United States? Was there any reporting on that?
Black officer killed today.
Was there any reporting on that?
Sheriff, please. So, I understand. And I think, listen,
I'm looking at three dead cops this week, and I'm looking at five last week. You trying to tell me to keep it down? I wish you had that message of stability for this hateful ideology, the purveyors of hate. That's what they say to you. These people let me read by my worst virtue in the name of hate.
All I'm going to do is have a conversation. I can't have a conversation with you both talking at the same time. What it sounds like to me is that you're accusing me of violence and putting something, a narrative that I'm not.
Now, I'm being impersonal about this. The guy was overly emotional, meaning he didn't have a dialogue, which he could have been just effective, stated facts on the dialogue. Although because he knows the type of mentality he's dealing with, which people that are brainwashed, people are putting a bunch of slavery rhetoric out here to keep the niggas on the plantation or keep them in line. He knows that people are dealing with that type of mentality. So he already know he's dealing with a set mentality. So it kind of disgusts him or upsets him. Although he did let his emotions get the best of him, which he could have been more effective on putting his information or the knowledge or truth out, you know, without being too over emotional. So, and he's a Negro too. He just may be a little less than the other Negroes, because at least he has a more in-depth understanding that you all or niggas are killing themselves more than the police is. You know, he knows that when somebody break in your house or when one of you females, one of your nigga boyfriends starts beating the shit out of you, he knows you who you're going to be calling. These same old people you complained about. You don't have no system. You don't have anything better that you produce to go to. So he already knows, like, what's wrong with these people? It's almost like you burning down your when people's burning down a few little stores in their neighborhood where the elderly people had to go and buy food or milk or whatever the hell else they have to get. They can't afford to go cross town, but you all burned it down as if you got something to replace it with. And you don't. It's one thing to tear down something. It's another thing to tear it down and replace it with something better than it was. That's what intelligent people do. So he knows, or he has a great indication of the level of unintelligence that you all are dealing with. As I was saying, we're going to continue on. I'm going to get back on furthermore on what he's saying. So hold on.
If that's what you're accusing me of violence, you can see that's not true. I don't support violence. Anytime you do anything else, if you're accusing me of that, you're welcome to leave. If you want to have a conversation, I am more than willing to welcome the conversation. I don't disagree with you about there's a narrative about how much of the Army police officers. We don't know right now, as in some of this violence, if that is the actual cause.
So let me ask you this. Do we know that generally the American law enforcement officers are racist? Do we know this?
Go on.
I asked you a question. Is that
the law enforcement? I don't think anyone's choosing. If you're insinuating that people are accusing or saying that law enforcement across this country as a whole are racist, then your assumption is wrong.
First of all, this whole anti-police rhetoric is based on a lie. There is no data, and you know there is no data, there is no research that proves any of that nonsense. None. Even if you want to be more specific about what data is going on.
Hey, first, I'm going to say something about this. I just had an epiphany just by listening to this guy. I really is. I'm just rotating my head like, would I be willing to police a bunch of ignorant ass niggas? And the thought came my head emphatically, hell no. So I have to give, whether it be the white cop, the black, whoever, I have to give them a lot of credit to police a bunch of sorry ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying everybody in the community is that. Although overall, the people they have to deal with, the most sorriest niggas that didn't have their mama grown up, that was just filled with hate and abuse and negativity and ignorance and more hate and drug dealing scumbag, deep self-hatred of killing themselves or their own people or shooting their own so-called kind. You got to be a pretty interesting minded person to deal with a bunch of low-down niggas like that. I just wanted to put that on the record.
Law enforcement officers treat black males different than white males in policing. There is not a the president spoke about it. The president has been lying about it. He said it again the other day when he said black males are 2 times more likely to be shot by a law enforcement officer than white males. Don, that is a lie.
That is not
show me research, show me research show that we have, that we have Washington. That the Washington Post has debunked that nonsense. He also says there are some research, economy news, a Harvard professor, that also shows that black people are treated more aggressively by the police officer.
No, you are wrong in your interpretation of that Harvard study, because I read the study. That's not what he said. He said he was surprised to find that I was finding the most severe in shooting that he found no evidence of difference. Also, it should be noted that that study was a very small sample of police departments across the country. Many people did not find it credible, but it is also interesting that in that research, he found that blacks were treated differently due to oppressive conditions, but in the most egregious shooting, he found that's
well, based on what, just generally? Are we talking about high crime areas? Are we talking about police officers being under attack? Because let's go back to where this whole thing starts with Ferguson and Sheriff. The lie was hands are going to be talking about what he wants to do. Okay? Exactly. This whole phony movement started. It started out as hands are
talking about Black Lives Matter.
Right. So if you want to, you would need to speak to someone who's a member of Black Lives Matter about whether they are perpetrating fraud or liberty. That's what the Black Lives Matter. That's not me. I'm just a member of Black Lives Matter. I'm either a supporter or someone who doesn't support them. I simply report on Black Lives Matter.
Do you condemn the anti-police rhetoric coming from these people like us
as being truly sitting on the that is something
that I condemn
your jobs.
Just like I contend that people like the Islamic groups like the KKK, all right, I condemn you. There is no police in you.
All right. Brother Sprung, you know, you all could also research this. Although most of the leaders or the founders even of Black Lives Matter, who are Negroes, got murdered. So, and I think this guy, I'm not going to put anything past it, although this guy and other people out there have nothing to do with it. When you're putting what they see as this rhetoric, and they got to go to work and police your asses because you guys ain't going to police yourselves. You're not going to build for yourselves. So when somebody breaking in your house, or when that nigga's beating your ass or breaking in your house, then you got to call these people. If you ain't got nobody else to call, Ghostbusters ain't going to come for you. You know? You're not going to call Jesus to come down and arrest somebody. So, who are you going to call? You're going to call these same people, and they're going to have to come and risk their lives to deal with your mess. So, that's what because you are, when you say this, you're generalizing all cops. Now, if you single out certain names, whatever, when you have an actual movement, what this guy is saying is that you guys are singling out all of the cops. Or generalizing all of the police officers in general by saying they all are looking to mistreat and do this and this and that, which is very untrue. Now, the ones that got some lip, like you're a great contributor to the life of the world, yeah, they'll beat the hell out of you. You get too crazy, they might shoot you because you were an ignorant-ass person. They can't take no chances on it. Now, people say mistaken and this and that. Yeah, that's possible. I guarantee you this. The people, if they have mistaken, which I'm not justifying, if that was justified, although the people who were mistakenly shot, I guarantee you it's because some dumbass nigga that wasn't mistakenly either pulled a gun on them or did something to make them paranoid, did something way ignorant that risked the life on the next person. Niggas don't see that because they're so divided. They don't see, you all don't see when you're twerking and making a damn fool of yourself and the whole world is watching that you're being stereotyped, that people are generalizing that about everybody over here, whether they know us or not. People don't realize when one nigga snatched a person's purse, they done made an enigma and a suspicion on the next person because of what they done seen some other people do that look like them or act like them. So, although you don't see that, you are making it harder, especially people who live in the community, in the same community you live. You're making it hard on them. But one of y'all is no, well, that's them. No, because they're going to view the next person as that same threat, potentially. It's just like some of the Iraqi kids in Iraq and whatnot. Some of them got shot because a couple of them, their parents strapped bombs on them, and they blew some of the people up. They were putting women and kids, so they couldn't, you know, they couldn't take no prisoners. Everybody was a threat. So they made it look like, well, you know, we got to watch women and children, not just the men. They send in their kids. They're putting bombs on whoever. So some of them may say, well, damn, they killed an innocent little kid or killed. That might have been the case. And in some cases, it may not have been the case. Although the point being is because what the next person did brought upon a suspicion that made it reflect on the next person. That's the idea here. All right, let's finish this off, and we'll be closing shortly.
American discourse, with that sort of vile, vitriolic hate coming out of this ideology, this has fueled and fanned the flames of this anger toward the American police officer. There's only one group in America, one time, that truly cares about the lives of black people in these urban ghettos, and it's the American police officer who goes down there on a daily basis, puts their life on the line to protect who? Black people. So when you say we just want to have a conversation, let's have a conversation about the black-on-black crime, which kills more black males, which is more of a threat to any black male in the United States than a law enforcement officer. We can walk and chew gum at the same time. There's an issue that comes to violence. Black-on-black crime, or black, it's crime. White people kill white people too. Black people do not get in numbers. Not in the numbers. I don't care if it's white. That's a different conversation than police brutality. And we're not having that.
Now, I'll say this real quick. Now, his brother is one of the first people who had the balls to bring up what about black-on-black crime. You all march about the, when they, these house nigga leaders have y'all marching about police and all that, although nobody's addressing what you all are doing to yourselves in alarming numbers. So I commend that he at least brought that out there.
Conversation, right. I condemn all violence of any type. Was just with the situation between Mike Brown and Darren Wilson, was that police brutality?
We're not talking about
yes or no? I am.
if you're asking what the Justice Department showed, the Justice Department showed that the exonerated officer Darren and that the hands up don't shoot narrative was a false narrative. That has been reported by
and
the
that FBI. Was another phony report.
What does that have to do with that?
All right, because when you take in rates of involvement in violent crime, the crime in general, but violent crime, you're going to see that black males are overrepresented in terms of being involved in violent crime. That's going to be more arrests. That's going to be more people going to prison. This stuff is already best to foster. Every time you don't have a response to something I said,
that we're having two different conversations. I'm asking the questions here. You're answering the questions by asking questions about some other subject that we're not discussing.
We're talking about this hateful ideology called Black Lives Matter. You said you're not a member. You can't be a member. It's not an organization.
That's
no structure.
These individuals. And Sheriff, we appreciate you.
They preach. They vile and vitriol in the name of virtue. Thank you.
All right. We learned something. My closing statements are, there's so much to say on that. Anyways, my closing statements are, that was really interesting, and I truly think, I can guarantee you, you all want to know who took out your leaders and founders of this movement, why it's so quiet, especially now. Your main key people have been taken out is because you said you all said a lot of rhetoric about the police. They know if you right or wrong or you're a truthful person. They know that you all are just people that want to point the finger and put their lives in danger, because they won't have to take you out if you put their lives in danger. If you're not going to attend to the real issue, which is, you all straightening out killing yourself. So they know you're not right. They say, well, damn, this is what they're thinking. Well, damn, they're going to sit there and point the finger at us like we're the problem. And they sitting there shooting themselves like dogs. These people ain't, they're not right. They know you're not right. So who better to do the job and know they can get away with it? They know you're going to need a witness. They know you need a murder weapon on the scene. Probably some of the people that are detectives that even investigate your murders know if you're representing these groups against an anti-police group, you're going to have those type of problems. So they know they can get away. I guarantee you this, the average law enforcement or anybody that studied criminal law that knows from the littlest to the most know how to get away with fucking murder. And I mean from blowing your brains out in broad daylight with no weapon, no evidence, and no witnesses, and scot-free. They know how it works because they are the legal system. They work the legal system. So you all out there, you better come correct now, but don't come at all. Don't come trying to act like and pretend you for your people. If you're really for your people, your worst enemy is niggas. Talk about niggas killing you. I speak about it all the time because I know ain't no damn white boy no problem. It's you all. If it's time to talk about the white boy's ass or whatever, I'm coming correct. I'm not going to just say a bunch of hogwash to make myself look like I'm about my people. And you starting a movement and pointing the finger. We're not going to point the finger. We're going to get ourselves correct. That's what I implement and encourage. So that said, we're going to go ahead and lock this out. I ran greatly out of time. So this will be posted. NASA Science.